This is The Sound of Science with Sam Hollick and Penny Sarche, bringing you this week's science headlines.
The fatal outbreak of enterohemorrhagic E. coli, which began in Germany last week, is providing an opportunity to test a new drug for E. coli complications. Eculizumab is an antibody drug currently used to treat a rare disease of the immune system and is listed as one of the most expensive drugs in the world, with a year's treatment costing around $400,000. Last week, results were published that suggested the drug could also be used to treat hemolytic uremic syndrome, which can cause fatal complications in neurological and kidney function in E. coli sufferers. Taking advantage of the sudden incidence of around 300 cases of hemolytic uremic syndrome in a country which normally only sees 60 cases a year, the drug manufacturer is providing Germany with eculizumab free of charge in a large-scale and impromptu trial to test its ability to treat the syndrome.
Researchers have demonstrated a new potential way of treating brain diseases such as Alzheimer's. The cellular barrier between blood and the brain strictly regulates the molecules that enter the brain, which protects against infection but also restricts the access of drugs. The team wanted to use antibodies to target an enzyme that is believed to contribute to Alzheimer's, as this method would avoid some of the side effects of other potential drugs. In order to deliver the antibody into the brain, they attached part of a molecule that the body normally uses to induce the brain to accept iron from the bloodstream. Even if this leads to a safe treatment for humans, it is unlikely to cure Alzheimer's completely, but could prevent the disease from developing.
Scientists at the French Institute of Radio Protection and Nuclear Safety have been analysing the likely effects of Fukushima Daiichi radiation levels on its surrounding ecosystems. They have looked at the different types of isotopes that were released by the power plant and their abundances, and used computing software to calculate the doses received by different organisms. Their results suggest that marine organisms received higher doses than terrestrial ones, and the scientists predict that species of shellfish, flatfish, and brown seaweeds are most likely to show a strong increase in mortality. Whilst land organisms appear to have received a lower dose of radiation, the study predicts that this level will still be sufficient to hinder the reproductive successes of rodents, birds, and trees. Continued in-depth studies of the environmental consequences of the Fukushima Daiichi plant's radiation release will provide an important opportunity for studying the long-term effects of nuclear exposure upon living ecosystems.
Up to 17 pyramids and thousands of settlements have been discovered in Egypt using high-resolution satellite images. Infrared images were able to detect the archaeological remains beneath the surface, and excavations have since confirmed one of the possible pyramids. Better images were recorded in winter, as mud bricks then absorbed slightly more moisture, giving a stronger infrared signal to be detected. Egypt has so many archaeological sites that satellite observations could allow for effective monitoring and protection of the nation's ancient heritage.
Researchers have managed to turn human skin cells into nerve cells. By the time humans reach maturity, most of our cells have irreversibly adopted a shape and functionality specific to a certain tissue. A problem for repairing damaged organs is how to fix tissues when we no longer have the ability to generate large numbers of new specialized cells. By adding 4 genes to human skin cells, the scientists were able to transform some of the cells into functioning nerve cells instead. This is still a young research field, and the suitability of this technique for replacing lost tissues is yet to be determined. However, it does provide encouragement that it is possible to coerce a differentiated cell into adopting a new function, a key idea which could one day lead to cures for diseases caused by nerve or heart tissue damage.
That's all for this week. Join us next time for more science news.